Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we are always very honored and pleased to be able to broadcast with you, to you, live and in living color. And family, I can tell you tonight, we really are live. We're at the Shanghai City Cultural Center here in Philadelphia, and it just so happened that one of our elders is celebrating his 70th day. And we are here to help bring on that celebration and appreciation for Baba Komi Sankofa, well-known elder here in our community here in Philadelphia. And, I mean, this place is jam-packed with best wishes, good folk, good food, good music, all of that. Before we begin tonight's program, of course, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator, and certainly we are very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. And with that said, we certainly are very appreciative of our ancestor who today was memorialized, and we're talking about Baba Chokwe Lumumba, attorney, warrior, mayor. Chokwe Lumumba. For those who did not get a chance to hear or see the services today, during the course of this week, we're going to be playing some excerpts for you. And also next Saturday here at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, there's going to be a tribute along with a program for Mumia Abu-Jamal. I'm going to tell you more about that very shortly as well, because actually we have Sister Pam Africa here tonight. She's at the celebration for Baba Komi as well. And very shortly we're going to have calling in Brother Raza Khan Shahid, who is in Mississippi today, did, of course, attend the ceremony, the services for Baba Chokwe. And so he's going to give us a report on, what happened today, what I could see, because we did watch the live streaming. I can tell you that was incredible, and I don't believe there's ever been a service like that for a mayor. I'm telling you, it was really, really something else. When the dancers came on and the drummers and the stilt walker, oh, my goodness. Well, those of us, of course, who are familiar with our culture and engage in it on a regular basis, we, of course, just looked at it and went, oh, yes, go ahead and do that. But I'm sure the folk who are not quite familiar with it was wondering what the heck was going on. In fact, you could see some of the faces and saw that they were not real clear on what was going on. But because the spirit was so high and the love was so much in that room, you could feel that coming through the Internet, as we were watching the streaming. So, again, we say, Chokwe Lumumba, presente, we love you. And one of the things that stood out today, of course, was to make certain that the work that our brother, our elder, laid forth. I mean, there were some serious plans in the making. When he became mayor, those plans were in the making prior to him becoming mayor. And now we've got to make certain that these things continue to happen. So tonight we're going to give you a couple of very special announcements. Some of it is in regards to that, and some of it is in regard to just some of the other things that the Million Women Movement is now setting forward. It is truly my pleasure to announce to you that this being what some call International Women's Day, we say that the Million Women March put the history in Women's History Month. We put the march in women's history. And so with that said, we're now ready to come forward in doing some of the things that were envisioned in 1997. And as such, we have prepared several new and exciting kinds of things that we've been getting prepared and ready for some time. With that said, we're introducing to you tonight, or at least somewhat sharing with you tonight, the formation or the first phase of our public entry of what we call the Africana Women's Army. And starting this week, we're going to give you more information about the Africana Women's Army, how you, our sisters, really need to not only get involved and support, but to also begin to understand the necessity of our women coming together on a global level in all facets, in all forms, in all ways to do the things that it is that is so very, very necessary. Now, note, we're talking about for our people. We're talking about our women doing various things for our people on a local, a regional, a national, and international way and manner. The African Women's Army, or for some, the African Women's Army, will have ministries, the Ministry of Culture, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Defense. It is structured in order to address the various areas that we need to operate in and from, and to do so in an organized manner. Now, again, later on this week, we're going to be telling you more about that and let you get prepared for the various sessions that will be taking place in your area. There will be at least four regional conferences held that will bring about the formation of the African Women's Army in your area. And again, we're talking north, south, east, and west. And also connected to that is the Million Woman Party. The Million Woman Party, and there's also its connecting entity, which is the People's Progressive and Self-Determination Party. So within these next few months, there's going to be a lot of information made available in regards to these various new, exciting operations coming under the Million Woman International and Universal Movements. Okay, before we get ready to go to our first report for tonight, and again, we certainly are going to give you the opportunity if you want to share some words or whatever in regards to Chokwe Lumumba. We've still kind of been on reserve about saying some things because we're waiting for the lead organization, the family, and so forth to make their statement. We are still, of course, concerned, very concerned about this death, about this passing, and certainly want to see an autopsy report or something that gives us some clarity about what has happened. But again, we want to share with you some excitement for a moment. Baba Kwame Sankofa is here in the house, in the building, and folks are here, Africans are here celebrating his 70 years on this planet. But this is a man, family, I can tell you, when you talk about a black man, he really represents that. He really stands up, have been standing up, doing things in our community here in Philadelphia. And I'm going to talk to a couple of people. I'm going to go out in the area where they are. Wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to bring them to the phone for you for 1 minute. This is Baba Kwame Sankofa, and this is his birthday.
I didn't know you could.
You on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air.
The man,
yeah.
Of the hour.
Hey, look, man of the hour.
Y'all hear the guy in the background? That's the man of the hour.
All right. So what I'm saying is all people who do not want to be on this planet, who do not belong on this planet, who hate people who hate, need to leave the planet by any means necessary. And in this case, they need to leave by losing their gravity. That's right, lose their gravity. Take their gravity from them. Why? Because they need to be space trash off the planet. That's it.
And that was Baba Kwame Sankofa celebrating his 70 years on this planet. And as you can hear in the background, they're in here jamming with a little fly, a family stone. I want to take you higher. Oh, my goodness. You can see this room, family. It's Africans in here dancing, enjoying themselves, having a good feeling, a good evening. Woo! Sometimes you need that. Sometimes we need to celebrate ourselves and celebrate those who come into our lives. And so this is what we've done tonight, and celebrating the Earth Day of Baba Kwame. I'm sorry, Baba Kwame. So you all just heard it. Okay, we're going to get ready to go to our live line. And as indicated earlier, we have Brother Raza Khan has been kind enough to share with us some of what he was able to experience and feel today in Jackson, Mississippi. As indicated, our elder, our warrior, our people's mayor was eulogized today and celebrated today. And for those, again, who did not get a chance to see from the live streaming, well, we're going to be sharing some of that with you later on this week. But Brother Razakhan is right there, you know, where all of our people gathered together today and are still gathering tonight. And so with that said, we're going to go to our live line and we're going to have Brother Razakhan to share with us this day. We're going to always remember this day, March the 8th. This is the day that our brother, Chukwe Lumumba, was, well, we say, presente. And so with that said, we're going to go to our live line and have Brother Razakhan give us a brief report on today's activities. Brother Raz, we have you on this line.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, sister. I'll give it to you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Well, as you can hear, we have Baba Komi's celebration.
Many more peace, Brother Komi. Many more peace. Yeah.
So today, brother, I know this was a, you know, it was a sad day for many, but at the same time, you know, we could feel that love and that energy coming through that room. It came through the internet, so we know that you could feel it in that room. So share us a little bit about today.
Oh, I'm at the people in Jackson, Mississippi. Really turned out. You know what I mean? They really showed their appreciation and the love for this brother and the work that he did, especially this particular city. You know what I mean? Jackson, Mississippi, named after the most racist, you know, Andrew Jackson. You know what I mean? That's what made it such a turnaround, such a special occasion. You know, but everybody was still so upset about his demise, especially so sudden. You know, maybe they still haven't dealt with the autopsy situation yet, and I don't know how that is going to play out because it's seemingly still in the air. And you have a lot of people that's truly concerned about that, you know what I mean? Because he set an example down here, whereas a powerful, revolutionary, dedicated people, dedicated individuals that love their people and put their people first can be truly successful. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, Brother Raz. We can hear you. We
No, I thought I got cut off.
Yeah, I put myself on mute because, you know, I'm at the celebration, so I wanted to make sure people could hear you. But go ahead, we got you.
Me and Sister Nzenga came up. Sister Nzenga from Baltimore?
Yes.
And we was truly disappointed, I was personally, because Alton Maddox was not allowed to come. Well, people that know Alton Maddox know that he don't bite his tongue, he don't hold his words, and he's going to speak the truth no matter who it hurts. You know what I mean? He has problems with the way Chukwe Lumumba just passed. You know what I mean? And you can't take the government's word for nothing. We all know
that. That's right.
So we have to be absolutely certain there was no foul play, that there was no, if there's no skullduggery or whatever, you know, involved in his past.
Yes.
And that's still up in the air as of right now, you know. And
So, Brother Rod, let me just ask you a question, if I may. And again, if it's not time to answer that, you know, we understand. But, you know, as you said, we're also very concerned. And what that means is I know there was a request for an independent autopsy. Has there been any further word on that?
is still up in the air because they're not certain as whether the wife would allow it.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I mean? And if that's the case, then that would put everything at a halt. You know what I mean? Because everything else would be speculation. I can't imagine her not wanting to because the certainty of an autopsy would eliminate any possibility of anything being wrong.
Right.
So they're working on that now. You know what I mean? They got quite a few individuals up there that's, truly concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spoke in terms of Alton Maddox, he was on his way up here and got distracted in Atlanta to the point where he couldn't catch a flight, even being there early.
Yes.
And
wow.
That's just, and he had to write a letter, in protest to Delta Airlines, explaining his dissatisfaction with such an important event, and they prevented him from getting there.
Yeah.
You know, things don't happen haphazardly or by accident. And Alton Maddox and Chukwuma Lumumba go way back. He was the only one that represented him, Chukwuma Lumumba, when New York was trying to crucify him. And not a black organization, group, or anybody would come to Lumumba's defense, but Alton Maddox. So they knew that he wasn't going to sit still for a half investigation on his demise.
Yes, that's right. Oh,
yeah, this
goodness.
Is, although the city loved him, but my thoughts is just like he turned his whole city around, he might have been the next governor of Mississippi.
Wow, that's right.
I mean, that's how strong and that's how powerful he was, and that's how he regenerated, rejuvenized, this economy down here. Rejuvenated the economy down here in 7 months.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He was only in office 7 months. That is powerful.
Wow. Yes, indeed. And, you know, I was making some announcement earlier, and I shared with our family that as far as the Million Woman Movement, we're moving forward in developing the African Women's Army and also the Million Woman Party. But what I didn't mention, and now I'm going to share now, is that we're going to come to Jackson, Mississippi to hold our Southern Regional Conference there in Jackson.
That would be beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, what other place than to come to Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be beautiful. Yeah. But
I was sharing that when I saw the drummers and the dancers and the stilt walker. Oh my goodness!
Oh, they turned on and they put. It was beautiful. No other way you could describe that, but sheer beautiful. Yeah. I just hope they allow this to be completed. You know what I mean? Not allow this to,
Go ahead.
Oh. Not allow this to be, I was trying to think of the name of the brother that was Clinton's Commerce Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
His plane crashed. He was a genius. And he had set up economic programs across the world for Clinton. The plane crashed.
Mm-hmm.
But they found a bullet hole in his brother's head.
Yes.
And the wife wouldn't allow no more investigation.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like Ron Brown.
That's him. That's him.
That's who it was,
him.
Ron Brown. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing come to my mind. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Chuck Wade Lumumba, he was in good health.
Yes.
Conscious of his eating habits and things like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And just drop
right.
dead.
You know, Brother Raj, I mean, there's been several kind of situations that have come to our attention, and it's interesting. When I first heard that this happened, I said either one of two things was going to be the so-called cause of death, that it was either going to be a heart attack or a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
Because this
yeah.
is kind of the pattern. Look at what happened with Johnny Cochran, brain
mm.
aneurysm. What happened with Khalid
mm.
Muhammad, brain aneurysm.
Mm.
Jay Richardson, heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So there seems to be two to three primary things or a major disease, and that's, of course, cancer, as in Baba Kwame Ture.
Right, right.
And he said to his last day that the government gave him that.
Yeah, Hugo Chavez.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You see?
Yeah.
So clearly there's something going on, and, you know, we can just hope and continue to pray that we find out the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got a lot of groups and organizations down here that's feeling that too. I just spoke
mm-hmm.
to a brother, prominent individual in this community down there, a friend of
mm-hmm.
Sister Nzinga. His name is
yes.
Uli Olu Ikudayo Akadayo, and he's
mm-hmm.
with the Malcolm X Grassroots Committee down there, and he's
yes.
part of the Yoruba community.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I was trying to... get him hold on for a minute, but he had his little daughter with him, and he had to go. you know what I mean? Because he's extremely, you know, he was interested in what I was, you know, some of the things that I was, you know, talking about, especially when Alton Maddox was prevented from coming down here.
Wow. And so did he ever make it there at all, Brother Oz?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was extremely upset, you know, because...
I know he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know he
and,
was.
And, yeah.
He went
well,
down
like I said
for the
before,
inauguration.
You know, he... Hmm?
He had went down for the inauguration.
Yeah, right.
Martin
right. Yes, he was. Yeah. And, I mean, they just, how can you, and you know, and Woody was explaining, because he sent out an email explaining, he had a ticket. He was supposed to go to Atlanta and from Atlanta make a connection to Jackson, Mississippi. He got there, and his plane was not five gates away, but five terminals away. From where he had touched another plane. And he said,
right.
You know, as an analogy, he said he had to run through the airport like O.J. Simpson.
Right.
And got there on time, and they still closed the gate and wouldn't allow him to get in.
You know, it is very, very interesting, because I had a similar experience when I was to go to Jackson, Mississippi for a press conference a few years ago in regards
mm-hmm.
to the Scott sisters. And the first there was a problem with, I think I was catching a train. And that became, something happened with that. I ended up trying to catch the plane. And the bottom
mm-hmm.
line is it took me almost 24 hours to you know, more than what I was supposed to be. And so I ended up missing the press conference. I did finally get there. But, again, people didn't realize that I had been stopped. And I forgot where I stopped. It might have been Atlanta. I don't remember right offhand, but I was stopped
mm-hmm.
in one city to wait for the follow-up plane, and you know, it was nothing I can do.
Right.
So, yeah, they do that.
Mm-hmm. And we have a tendency to feel like we're not that important for them to go through all that to prevent things from occurring. And
we are wrong.
You know what I mean? These things do not happen by accident.
That's right. There's no question. Oh, my goodness. There's no question. Whew, you know, I just got this, I'm getting this very eerie feeling. And I know, you know, there's going to be some information that is going to be, you know, brought out. This is what happened with Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We held that inquest here in Philadelphia, and that was the first time at that inquest here in Philadelphia that information came out about Khalid's death. That's the first time publicly that we learned that he had laid on the floor for hours before anyone called to get him any attention. Now, this was 3 years later that this information came forward. 3 years later. So,
I was just thinking
we'll find
a heart attack. Huh?
I'm just saying, I'm sure we'll find out.
Oh, okay, I was just thinking when you said about a heart attack or aneurysm, those were the rumors that they put out about Chakwe Lumumba.
Yes.
First it was a heart aneurysm, then it was a heart attack, and now he just died of natural causes, so they were saying.
Oh, see, I never heard aneurysm. I always heard it was heart attack.
Yeah, they use both of those. Yeah.
Wow. See, I did not know that. Wow. So now it gets interesting.
Yeah. But I'll be back down here again because as soon as I get back, the brothers down here, I had gave them Alton Maddox information. You know what I mean? And they are, they anxious to speak with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. And then they want to investigate the people down here. Yeah. So
Definitely let the brother know that, we want to talk with him as well, build with him, and, in the very near future, hopefully we will be able to get him on the radio program.
Okay. That shouldn't be a problem. Like I said, he has a very young daughter, and I was hoping that he was here when I started talking, so I could let you talk with him too.
All right, I'm going to put this out real quick. I know you have to run, Brother Rod, because you're still doing something tonight, but our boards are lit up. And family, if you have a question for Brother Rod, please push one now before we let him go. We're going to be having special editions later on this week so that we can recap some of what happened today. But we want to also, make sure that we stay up on this. I mean, today, of course, with the services, but as we've been saying, the life of Chokwe Lumumba continues as well as the work, and that's what we're going to focus on. So with that said, we have one question for you, Brother Raj. And so, caller, you are at 7940. Do you have a question or a comment for our brother?
Yes, brother. I just wanted to not make a question, but I want you to stay in contact with Empress G. Our organization is APAC, African People Against Covert Technology, and we did our organization before we came APAC. We did reach out to Mayor Lumumba, and he gave us 3 hours. And we were supposed to go to Jackson, Mississippi, and talk about African people against COVID technology being used on us. So we want you to hit us up on Facebook, and it's AIPAC cadre, and we are under the Million Woman March movement. Empress, for allowing us to help us and carry on the torch that we was expecting for Mayor Lumumba to help us from electromagnetic technologies being used on us, and it could send a shock to your heart as well. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Amy. And what she's saying, Brother Ross, is she and another sister did meet with Baba Chokwe and you know, were working, that was me dropping something, and was working on bringing greater attention to the fact that you have technology being used in some very devious kinds of ways. They literally talked with him about this, and that some of this is done through, you know, different wavelengths and frequencies and things of that nature. And he, you know, gave them information in terms of supporting some kind of gathering or some kind of something where people could meet and discuss that. They just had that with him a few months ago. Okay. Now, the other thing that I'm going to add to what Sister Amy just said is, while one area of the group talks about covert technology and being targeted in that way, there's also a component for targeted individuals and organizations, meaning for a person or a group that's doing something, especially against this government, we know that they, too, are often targeted. And so we want to make sure that we address that issue, because COINTELPRO, while it may have another name, is still running wild.
Absolutely. That sounds. And I'll get with you a little later on, Sister Belay, and get you this brother's information down here, because they are extremely interested in that type of situation, because they feel that it's something nefarious going on here. You know, this is just not right.
Yeah. That's right. I know that's right. Oh, my goodness. I've been waiting, because you don't want to say anything until the lead group or persons, make their statements. And so we've been just kind of waiting before we said too much. But I'm glad to hear that what we were thinking is pretty much, what is also being said and thought. Today's program was just incredible. Let me just kind of digress. Let me just kind of go in another area for 1 minute, because we talked about targeting, and of course it always leads us to political prisoners. Marshall Eddie Conway, what is your thoughts? And by the way, family, Brother Raza Khan is known for his work in dealing with prisons and helping brothers and sisters navigate through some of this. I mean, sometimes a tremendous amount of paperwork that has to be filed or have to be reviewed. And Brother Raza Khan has been known for assisting in many ways brothers and sisters who have to do that, the prisoners themselves along with their families. So with that said, Brother Raza Khan, tell us a little bit about the release of Brother Marshall Eddie Conway.
Oh, that was good. That was good. And after 44 years, they knew that the brother was innocent, all the time. And still, he had to make arrangements for his release, because what they ordered was a new trial. You know what I'm saying? And if he had gotten a new trial, ain't no telling how that would have turned out. You know what I mean? They'd have brought some more paid informers or whatever the case may be. But by the same token, he did so much good in the institutions, they allowed him to, make arrangements to get out.
Right. But, I think it's so important that people realize that, yes, it's 44 years, but and that's far long than what it should have ever been, if at all. But what has to also be noted is that the people, the masses of the people, continue to struggle to get him free. And so that's why I have to make sure that people understand we can never give up. We can never not continue to be adamant and very, you know, on point in fighting for our political prisoners because, yes, it does make a difference, to put it very simply.
Yes.
It does make a difference. And this, of course, proves it. So while one person might say, well, yeah, he's been in there 44 years. Well, yeah, he could have been there until the time of his death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can never give up.
That's
and,
right.
And no matter how corrupt and unjust the system is, you know what I mean, they still fight to keep people in knowing that they're innocent. It's just... ridiculous.
Well, you know, this is what I tell people. Even though we struggle and we fight to change things, and yes, in some ways and at some points we are able to do so, but I tell people, be real clear, America is America, and what it represents and stands for is what it represents and stands for. And if we talk about America not being like that, then we ain't talking about America anymore. We talking about something else. It's no longer America. If you think you're going to have so much change and reform beyond a certain point, it would not be America anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be real clear. These people base their whole thing on our demise.
That's right. That's right.
All right, my brother. Well, Brother Brazikas, thank you so much for sharing that information with us tonight. And needless to say...
Thank you for allowing me.
Oh, indeed. Anytime, brother, anytime, you know. And also, we want to just, you know, impress upon our people that we got to make sure we keep the vision of Chokwe Lumumba alive and well and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We got... just a couple more calls, Brother Rodgers. Kind of, you got 5 more minutes with us.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, caller, you're at 1613. Do you have a question or a comment for us?
My Adhotep, Sister Fave, Brother
Rodgers. My Adhotep.
Yeah, Adhotep, Culture Rebirth Connections International from Philly, calling in, checking in with y'all. You know, thank you, brother, for sharing. You know, we were all there, you know, viewing it on the internet and, you know, wanting to be there. And I know Sister Fillet was sharing some aspects of it. I'm going to watch that brother's ongoing service when I get another minute. But just very powerful to hear from you firsthand, you know, and sharing about his ongoing celebration. So, you know, just wanted to... Asante Sana, thank you very much for sharing that information. You know, I really appreciating all the work that you're doing for the African community. And, of course, the work that Sister Fillet does in terms of bringing this information to us. You know, most Saturday nights are known as party nights, you know, amongst a lot of our family, but you know, I'm so thankful that Sister Fillet is doing the work that she does in terms of waking us up and letting us know about how we're connected in terms of our need to continue to survive as African people in this country, because we in the wilderness and we at war, you know?
That's right, yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, and then I wanted to ask a question about Brother Eddie Conway. I know you said that he was doing so much good work that, you know, that they had to release him. But do you know if there's any, are there any plans for him to bring forth a civil lawsuit against the people that incarcerated him?
Good question.
No, because it was a situation where he just took time served and ended it. I know quite a few individuals that did try to fight, and, you know, such a corrupt judicial system, they framed him all over again.
Okay, I hear you. Because
yeah.
I think, too, when I think about Geronimo DiGiaga, when he was released, and then, you know, he brought the civil lawsuit, won it, you know, and he did not live long after that, you know.
That's right.
Even though he left
right.
the country, you know, he quit America, but he still did not live long after that. So,
and
you
that's
know,
something to think about.
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. Yes, it is. You know,
and Brother Rod, wasn't Daruba, didn't he also file a suit against his government?
And won.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
And won.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's Brother Daruba was down here today, too.
Was
yeah.
he? Okay.
Yeah, Brother Daruba, Brother Tazi. Oh, they came from everywhere.
Wow. Oh, I know
they
did.
Came from everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brother Tariq, the attorney out of New York, Tariq Wong.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he was here. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they came from everywhere because that's how powerful the brother was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He
no
worked his whole life.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
no question.
And also, do you know if his son, Chokwe Antar, does he have any political plans to possibly take his father's place in terms of being politically active, or is he already politically active?
Say that again, sis.
His son, does Chokwe Lumumba's son, Chokwe Antar, does he have any political aspirations that the community is aware of?
Well, he gave the eulogy, and it sounded like he might be the next mayor.
What?
Oh my goodness!
Okay, so we got to get the soldiers ready to protect that brother right now.
Oh
yes,
my
indeed.
Goodness!
Yes, indeed.
You
know? Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's inspiring to hear. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
he would
remind you of Amiri Baraka's son.
Oh, wow.
Baraka,
yeah, doing his thing in Newark, yes. Mm. Wow. Okay, that is really good to know. That's good to know.
Well, we're certainly heading on down. Brother said when we looked at his. Remember, I think. Mama, we listened to his inaugurational speech a couple of times, and one of the things that he said, come on down. We don't want you to just come to visit. We want you to
right.
come and stay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? No. Wow. I love it. I love it. That is wonderful. That is
all
wonderful.
Right, Brother Rod.
Well, Brother, I want to thank you so much.
Yes, Asante Sana. Thank you, my sister. Brother Ralph, we got one more caller for you. Hold on, I got to come back out here with the party at. Caller, you're at 8574. We're going to bring you in right about now. Just give us a minute, 8574. Your mic is open. You have a question or a comment for us tonight?
Actually, thank you so much, brother, and everybody else who has spoken, but I'm waiting to do my piece on You Know Who.
Okay, all right. Well, you stay right there, Sister Coker, and we're going to bring you in. We're going to let Brother Rise go back to the activity that is happening for tonight. And Brother Rise, we want to thank you again for taking the time out to talk with us and share this day with us and remembering our brother. We certainly appreciate that, brother. And we want to remind everyone, if you're in Philadelphia, there is a tribute service to Baba Chokwe here at Sun High City Cultural Center next Saturday, March the 15th, I believe is the date, along with the showing of Mumi Abu-Jamal film and some other activities. So, again, you can call Sister Pam, and she can give you more information on that. In fact, we're going to try to grab her in a few minutes. She's still around here. All right, Brother Rise, again, Asante Sana, Sir Crum, thank you so much. And have a safe trip coming back.
Okay, thanks. It was a pleasure. Okay.
All right. Peace to you.
Peace.
Okay. We are here at the Sun High City Culture Center, and as indicated, Baba Komi Sankofa is celebrating his Earth Day here. Let's see. We're going to take a quick break and see if I can find Sister Pam real quick. But in the meantime, we're going to go to Sister Coker. And Sister Coker, are you ready to share with us our history moment?
Yes.
All right, you got it. The mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. And it is so delightful to share this hour story moment about my favorite jazz vocalist, mellifluous voice ever, Sarah Vaughan, also known as Sassy and the Divine One. She was born in New York, New Jersey this month, 90 years ago, in 1924. Her 90th anniversary will be the 27th of this month. Sassy transitioned April 3, 1990, at 60 years, in Hidden Hills, California. Upon learning of her hospitalization, I knew the beautiful woman with the three-octave horn-improvised voice would never resonate again alive. My aunt, with whom I rehearsed daily when I was a teenager, was gone. And yes, she was like family to me. She was the daughter of two musicians. Sassy began playing the piano at 7 years and organ at 8 years. By 12 years, she played organ and was a choir member at the Mount Zion Baptist Church. Thankfully, there was an arts high school in Newark for her to attend. In 1942, at 18, singing Body and Soul in an amateur night contest, Sarah won $10 and the opportunity to perform at the Apollo that led her to become a second pianist at the Apollo. That led her to become a second pianist and vocalist in Father Hines' band. In 1944, Father also promoted Billy Eckstein, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and others. In 1945, Billy Eckstein's band was alto saxophonist Charlie Parker and trumpeter John Burks Gillespie, that's Dizzy. Sarah Vaughan recorded her hit Lover Man. 1946, Sassy soloed. In 1949, she acquired a 5-year contract with Columbia and was successful through the early 80s with several record labels, instrumentalists, and she toured the world. And Downbeat magazine and Metronome magazines voted her top jazz woman singer from 1947 through 1952. In 1989, Sarah won the Lifetime Achievement Grammy, and 1990 was inducted in the Jazz Hall of Fame. Let me see what else. There's a little bit more, just a little bit more. And I was privileged to see Sarah Vaughan live several times and met her at Philadelphia's NAACP convention in the early 1960s. I actually met her. And she sang the most beautiful rendition of the Lord's Prayer, and I can still hear her singing. And although the Divine One is with the ancestors now, he will always be with me. While he loves me to sleep. Listen.
Wow. Well, my sister, as usual, that's a wonderful report. And we selected, we call our sister, some of our sisters saints, you know, and you're going to hear more about why we do that and who we're calling saints as we proceed in developing our movement. But I want to thank Sister Coker for, of course, sharing this kind of snippet about Sister Sarah Vaughan, and because this is what people call Women's History Month, and so we're going to be highlighting a lot of our women. You know, we celebrate our history, her story, every day, but of course we're going to take this opportunity this month to perhaps just, you know, share more information with you and certainly also convey, you know, some information about some of the sisters you may not be familiar with. And even though Sarah Vaughan is a notable artist in the music arena, particularly jazz, we know that there is a generation today who perhaps have never heard of her. And we're suggesting that if you have not heard of her before, you might want to check her out because there's something in that voice, you know, and this is how it used to be with our music more so than today. When you heard certain people sing, it was like, ooh, a whole nother kind of thing going on. And Sarah Vaughan had that kind of voice. And as Sister Copa just said, they called her the Divine One. Why do you think people would call her that if, in fact, that element wasn't there? So, Sister Copa, I want to thank you again. And as you can probably hear, and I think you might have heard us mention earlier, we're at the Shanghai City Cultural Center. This is a location where I hold a lot of our programs for the Men and Women Movement here in Philadelphia, but tonight we're celebrating one of our elders, Baba Komi Sankofa, for his 70th Earth Day gathering, and the house, Sister, I'm telling you, the house was full. I mean, it's such a wonderful gathering.
Wonderful, and we also celebrated him on Tuesday, the actual day of
his birth. That was the actual day, yes. I know. You had a ball over there, didn't you?
Yes, it was lovely. It was like a love, what is it that they call when they say horrible things about people?
A roast.
Roast. It was a love roast. It was a love roast.
I know that's right, because there's not too many bad things you can say about Baba Komi.
I couldn't think of any. And everybody, there were more women than men, and one young man actually did a rap from his heart, and it was so beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, he is certainly deserving of it, because as we said earlier, when we talk about our men, he definitely exemplifies, you know, that whole spirit. And so we are very, very thankful for him. So, Sister Coco, I want to thank you again for bringing us our history information for this month, and we look forward to having you back next month. I mean, not next month, next week.
Yes, and always remember Akiola.
I'm sorry, remember who?
His wife.
Oh, absolutely. As you know, as has been said, behind every progressive, powerful, great black man, there is a great black woman. So no doubt. All right, my sister, thank you again.
You're welcome, Stella.
Peace to you. Okay, family, we're going to get ready to close out early tonight. We were expecting Chairman Fred to call in. He is in Alabama, and I'm not sure what time zone is for Alabama, so we might kind of have a different thing going on with that. But he is there, and he was supposed to call in to let us know what was going on with where he's at. He's at some kind of event there. But he was also going to share some of the thoughts about Chokwe Lumumba as well. Because Chairman Fred, being what they call Panther Cub, he was very close to the elder. Before we close out tonight, though, we want to thank everyone again for coming out last week for our gentrification town meeting that we had here in Philadelphia. Now, I wanted to let you know that there is a national kind of summit that is going to happen next year, and it'll bring in Detroit, Chicago, Washington, New Jersey, all of the locations as best as possible who have undergone this thing called gentrification. We really want to begin to coordinate our efforts and really begin to make some demands. And so we're going to be giving you more information about that very shortly next Saturday here at Shanghai City Cultural Center at 2 o'clock. For those who are interested in being a part of the committee, the national committee, or in particular the Pennsylvania State Committee, we have a meeting here in Philadelphia next Saturday here at Shanghai at 2 o'clock, where we will share with you what we call the BOO Project, BOO standing for Black Owned and Operated. And we're also going to focus on what we call the Anti-Gentrification Campaign, the Black Anti-Gentrification Campaign. And this is a national campaign. And again, these are some of the things in the spirit of Chokwe Lumumba and others we are prepared now to come forward and make some very clear demands. We know that it's not going to all be, you know, everything that we talk about is not going to all be accomplished and, you know, the way that we might foresee it, but what we do know is that we will have some victories. That is for certain. So we're going to be telling you more about that as we proceed next week. Now, later on in this week, you can look forward to some special editions. We will have several. For the rest of this month, we will have several special editions. We're going to be bringing back Dr. Mohan Ahmed as well. I'm not sure which day yet, but we're going to be bringing him back. We did three parts with him or three sessions with him. And, I mean, it's so much information that we need to get him back, and especially with this being Women's History Month, we need to hear more about some of the people that he not only worked with, but some of the women who were very instrumental in his development as well as the movement. We're talking about Mother Ella Baker. Brother Muhammad's going to tell you about some of the experiences that he had with Sister Mother Ella Baker, as well as Fannie Lou Hamer, and certainly Queen Mother Moore. So for this month, when we talk with him again, we're going to talk about these mighty women who play pivotal roles, extremely important roles in the development of not only civil rights movement, but we're talking about black liberation. When we talk about Kwame Ture, wow. Believe me, if you cannot mention or think about Fannie Lou Hamer, then, I don't know, better think twice. And there were others. And certainly when we spoke with Brother Muhammad, he talked about the Queen Mother Moore had on him. And certainly when we talk about Chokwe Lumumba, with the development of the Republic of New Africa and also in COBRA and other organizations, Queen Mother Moore was very involved in all of those groups even before they came about, but certainly when they got started. And, again, she was a mentor to Malcolm X, El-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz. So we're going to be talking more about the three of them and with that connecting this issue of gentrification, because one of the things that you oftentimes hear is free the land, free the land, free the land. Well, there's more to that saying than just hearing those words. And so when we talk now about gentrification, when we talk about land grabbing, when we talk about what's happening with what we know as displacement, there's some very key things going on here, family. Now, again, I'm here at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, and right here I'm in the midst of a battle in terms of property. The Shanghai City Cultural Center is one of the few black institutions in this area, and especially one that is independent. Most of our institutions here in Philadelphia are funded by corporations and or government funding. And while many think that that's okay, and I mean it is, but if you ain't doing nothing else but that, then you need to really examine your program. And that's what we're saying. They owe us, yes, they do. You need to get what they owe us, without a doubt. But what else are you doing that's independent here at the Shanghai City Cultural Center? We can certainly say that's what's going on, independent, self-determination. And so we're going to be talking more about that and how we must proceed in the development of our movement, of our organizations, et cetera, et cetera. Again, the African Women's Army is on the move, on the rise. And now we're going to begin to put out some information that really begins to address some concerns and some issues, and certainly with our sisters. Now, here in Philly, we are getting ready to look at some very critical things because we do have a political prisoner right here in Philly that's a sister. She's part of the Move 9. Women need to be saying something about what's going on as it pertains to our women. Here we have Marissa Alexander. Well, on May the 10th, we are asking all over the country that our women conduct some sessions regarding Marissa Alexander. Now, here in Philly on May 10th, we do our annual Enough is Enough rally, and with that, we will be calling it Marissa Alexander Day. So we're hoping that our sisters and brothers all over the country will hold a Marissa Alexander Day on May the 10th. So you're saying MWM is about action. It's not just conversation. It's not just about philosophy. It's not just a lot of hemming and hawing. It's about action. So what we're saying on May 10th, have a forum. Have a telephone conference call. Have a rally. Write to Marissa. We're going to be giving you several things that can be done on that day in support of having this sister released expeditiously. She's due to go to court July, end of July. Well, what can we do between now and then to change the present scope of things? We're going to give you a more report on that later on in this week. But again, May 10th, mark it on your calendar, Marissa Alexander Day, the day before Mother's Day. Let's help a mother. Let's make certain that the system doesn't continue to do what it does to our women and girls and the projection. We're getting more and more reports, family, about children being taken away from the mother. Now, we all know, as has been said often before, the system worked to make sure to get the father out of the house. Well, guess what? Now they're working to get the mother out of the house. And I'm not talking about by a job. You know, now, I've heard over the years all this stuff about, oh, yeah, the system, it made sure it was able to get the women a job. And then, and I'm like, you know what? We're going to have that conversation, too, because we're going to shoot some holes in some of that as well. Some of it is on point, and some of it is bottom line. Now they want father and mother out. They want the children. So we know these things. We've been talking about some of these things for a while. But the point is, what are we going to do? So now, sisters, here we are. What's the plan? What are we going to do? Well, now we're going to see. Now we're going to see what it's really about. Again, tune in this week. We got some powerful information we're going to be bringing to you. I was looking for Sister Pam. I think she might have got away from me for tonight. She was around here in the celebration, but I think she might have gone. But we'll be back here at Songhai next week. They're going to be doing, again, a tribute to Baba Chogwe Lumumba, but there's also a program that will be happening here at the Songhai City Cultural Center for Mumia. So we may not do a whole broadcast next week from here, but we certainly will, you know, give you some insight into what's going on as we prepare again for April for Mumia's 60th year Earth Day celebration. It's a 3-day event that will be taking place. And we hope to have some additional updates for you for next week in regards to Eddie Marshall Conway. So we're going to close this segment out of New Day. We thank all of you for tuning in, and we will be bringing you a special edition probably on Monday. We'll certainly send out an e-blast to let you know. We're going to also give you some other information about some of the clubs that we're forming under the MWM umbrella, as well as some of our associations. Now, you heard our sister on earlier, Dr. Ajua, our sister. Well, hopefully she will be acting as our chair pro tem for one of the upcoming associations that we're putting together for the Million Woman Movement. We have think tanks that we're putting in place, as well as several clubs, as well as several associations. And the one association that we hope to have ready for you before the end of this month is the Association for Sisters Who Are in the academia world. If you are a scholar or an independent researcher or what have you, there's going to be a special association, a Million Woman Movement Association for you. We have something for all of our sisters. So next week we'll be telling you more about that, how you can get involved. And again, this is for those sisters who are in the educational world, in the academia world, etc. We have an association coming just for you. Also, there are several think tanks that we'll be conveying to you this week that you can get involved in. Some of them will be online, and some of them will be, you know, you can come to a physical location. It's something that we've been working on for quite a while, and now we're ready to launch some of these projects for you. So, again, stay tuned this week and you'll be getting more information. And certainly, if you are a targeted individual, meaning a TI, be it from technology, be it from your political activities, some of you might be or are thinking about being a whistleblower. Well, you know, that oftentimes comes with a penalty. And what a whistleblower is, someone who sees something on their job usually or some other kind of situation and you begin to tell about it. Usually that person will become targeted. If you are standing up in your community, if you are raising issues or raising concerns about something, and especially if it's against this government, 9 out of 10, you will be targeted if you haven't already. So why wait? We know these things have happened. It doesn't make sense to keep talking about it and not purportingly. And so these are some of the things that we are now making certain that we do. We've got to get each other's back a little more because we're losing too many people. And in some instances, it's not necessarily to happen that way. It didn't have to happen that way. And so we need to be a little more just ready to address these things that we know are coming our way. So with that said, we're going to invite you all again to tune into our special editions this week, and we will keep you posted as to when they are, and hopefully we'll be grabbing Chairman Fred later on this week and certainly Sister Pam Africa and others as we proceed in this month, Women's History Month. Oh, by the way, I'm scheduled to be at the UN. I'm not sure of the date, but I'll let you know later on this week because we are preparing with the We Charge Genocide campaign. It's really now We Charge Genocide 2020. And, again, we'll be telling you more about that as it is now developing. Gentrification, that's a part of our We Charge Genocide campaign, as well as education, or as we know, miseducation. All of these things are connected to genocide when you really begin to examine it. People like Chukwe Lumumba, others, this is work that they've been doing for many, many years. I'm somewhat new at this, you know, in comparison. Some of you are just beginning. Well, we've had some wonderful people to lead the way, to show us the path. What are we now going to do? What contributions are we now going to make? Well, we're going to see. And so with that said, family, I want to thank all of you again for tuning into this segment of New Day. We will be back on Monday. We'll let you know exactly what time through our e-blast and our text messaging system. And we have a lot of other things that we're going to be sharing with you in terms of a communications network that we're building. We're waiting to hear back from Mumia Abu-Jamal to know when we can start our Mumia Abu-Jamal School of Journalism and have correspondences courses for you. And, again, we should have the information ready for you in about a week or so because we have to have our own everything from A to Z own, trained by our own people, servicing our people, helping to defend our people, telling our own stories. You name it, we've got to build it. Oh, one final thing at the end of this month, for the so-called Women's History Month, there will be a conference here in Philly at the end of the month for the Million Women Movement as part of our Next Step development. And again, later on this week, we'll tell you more about that. I can tell you right now, on the 30th, there's going to be for sisters who have a business or some product or something like that, you will have the opportunity to exhibit it, display it, talk about it. On March the 30th here at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, we're going to be showcasing our sisters' businesses, their entrepreneurship, and their products. So if you want more information, please feel free to contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Again, that's March the 30th. If you are a sister with a business of any sort, as long as it's not something that's, you know, justice out there. We only want to promote those things that are really beneficial to our people. So if you're a sister and you're in the Philly area, you want to share your product in or what business you have or whatever, let us know. We're going to be here exchanging that information, building a network to support our sisters in these various endeavors, and keep it moving. Well, family, we are getting ready to close out for now. They are winding down here at the celebration, and I want to kind of get in there and give my best wishes before everyone leaves. So, again, we will be back with you later on this week, and, again, we will be bringing you more information on the Million Women Movement. We're going to leave you, as we oftentimes greet you, in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. But remember, there can be no real Hotep, meaning peace, until there is truly Ma'at, meaning justice. Remember, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. With that said, hopefully we will also connect with our brother, Alton Maddox, before this week is out and see if we can get him on the program and get more insight into what has occurred. I mean, I know that really, really hurt him not to be able to be at the services today. But we know that this is the kind of thing that happens, unfortunately. But at any rate, family, again, we thank you so much. Remember, promote you to the Shinda. Together we shall win. Peace out.